Whatever you want, as we launch here into the second hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the show, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. Submit different things you find online, and others vote on them. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website. Go and see it for yourself over at freetalklive.com. In fact, Mark, I know that you'd wanted to talk about the top story over at freetalklive.com, which is the woman who has been apparently arrested for groping the TSA.
That's right.
Do you have that?
I do. I'm ready to go with it. Are you?
All right. We'll get to it here in a moment. Oh, Captain Ned is on the line in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, guys, man, I don't know where to start. It's a pleasure being on tonight with you.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't know whether to start with the woman who regroped the TSA. That is fantastic.
Pick whatever you think is the most important.
I got to get to my guy, John, in Lardo, my old stomping grounds here adjacent to Clearwater Pass, you know?
Okay.
That guy, I'm going to bring the cows home here, and you guys know I'll do it.
I'm not sure what that even means.
I'm going to bring the cows into the barn here.
Okay.
He's barking up the right tree. He just doesn't know how right he is. Wiener's wife, Doomer, whatever her name is.
It looks like
her mother. Okay, yeah. Her mother is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and an agent of the aforementioned group.
Okay.
So when he's talking about national security, she is Hillary's personal assistant, okay?
Wait a second. I'm a member of the Quaker Church. Am I an agent of them?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I believe you.
You know, it's kind of a nefarious term, and I've never been called an agent before.
Wait a minute. My mom is a Christian, and I'm not. So what does it matter what someone's mom is doing?
Well, you could talk about the flow of information. John is right. On a national security level, Hillary is the Secretary of State. You know, you're talking about breach and security. I'm just going to leave it at that. But Ian, what do you think about me moving up to New Hampshire?
I don't know.
I think you're qualified.
If you love the ideas of freedom, that sounds good to me. Thanks, Captain Ed. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I wouldn't say no to anybody as long as they understand what
it
means to be
free. You would say no to plenty. You know, you would advise against.
As long as they understand what it means to be free,
and
I
think
say
Ned
no
does.
To them. I don't know if Ned does or not. He sounds friendly to it.
Yeah.
So, and we all started somewhere.
Just because he doesn't believe exactly what we believe does not mean that he's not friendly to the ideas of liberty.
No, you don't have to believe exactly. That would be ludicrous.
That would be ludicrous.
To say that you have to believe exactly. But you do, there is one qualification when you sign up for the Free State Project, and that is that you agree that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit
and
of happiness or property. So that would be the maximum role, which means you would, you know, most. That would be it. And there are a lot of people that believe there should be no government here as well. And that's kind of one of the dividing lines, I suppose.
Some people would certainly say that. I mean, I think that they have a bad definition of what the term government means, but okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Dan, listening to WNIS in Virginia, in the Norfolk area. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Last hour I heard you say about just going ahead and raising your voice, and you would be surprised what might happen. About 4 years ago, I got involved in some issues, became trained as a volunteer lobbyist at the state level here in Virginia, saw what politics really was, became very discouraged, but said, I won't quit. I'm going to go home and raise a community voice. 14 months ago, I started forming an online paper. Today, we have 22,000 readers, and we're growing by about 100 households a day and actually operating at a profit.
Awesome.
In which everybody's voice is heard. We don't care what your opinion is. We have people from congressmen to the poorest of people coming on and just saying what their opinion is.
How did you promote it? How did you get the word out about your online forum?
Well, first, I started covering city council meetings here. I said no one will be interested. Then I realized how important it was, and I told people there, and then people began asking me, and then as we started bringing on a team, it all came on through word of mouth, probably the first 18,000 readers, and then we went to social networking, and of course now we are to where we can afford to actually promote ourselves.
How long has this taken for you? Build?
14 months. We've had a couple of name changes. Yeah, and it's taken this time to become profitable. But, yeah, we're just absolutely thrilled. And everyone from the mayor of the city next door to leaders of the NAACP to everyone.
How does it work? Can you enlighten me here as to how this actually functions? I mean, if anyone can have a voice, is it like a forum or is it a blog? I mean, what is the format?
It is actual news. We actually have reporters. We go out, we get news stories, and then we allow you to comment, as you see so many times online, but you must identify clearly who you are. We also have people who write in on occasion and say, this is my opinion. We also have people from elected officials to anyone who says, I agree that I want to write at least once a week, and I will document what I'm saying, not just speak mean. I will document what I am saying, and we say, here, you have a forum every week.
Now, does it focus just on the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, or is it a wider focus?
No, actually, we're on the other side of the water. We're Newport News, Hampton, and York County, Virginia, which is Norfolk area, but we strictly limit our focus to that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. Okay. You know, that's great news, and I wonder how the newspaper feels about it. Do you have any idea?
The local newspaper, everybody laughs about it now. If I can say this freely, they follow what we do, and of course they're on the verge of going out of print now.
They're owned by
Chicago Tribune, yeah, and they kind of follow what we do and they pick it up, and then they do what we do. So,
congrats! But, go ahead and give your site a plug.
It is JamesRiverJournal.com, and I thank you. You certainly didn't have to do that.
I want to see it. So thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That was JamesRiverJournal.com.
Yeah, that sounds like it to me. You know, this is the kind of activism, it seems to me, that is extraordinarily effective because people don't have, it requires work. There's no doubt that people don't have sort of local news, and it really bothers them.
Looks sharp. I'm there on the site right now. I mean, it looks, it's kind of got the paper feel to it. It's got that papery font there at the top with that newspaper title font. New York Times, James River Journal is what it says there. Community news where everybody's voice is heard. I think that's a great positioner, right? Because the mainstream media.
This is fine for a local website. This is great.
Yeah. It's got the weather right there at the top and different categories and such. But you look at the mainstream media, and the old model is, we tell you what's important.
And this
we're in charge.
This is the thing that newspapers are coming, they keep on saying, well, there's no way we can compete. And apparently the James River Journal can. Apparently in 14 months they can grow to a news, an organization that is serving enough people and serving them well, that they're growing, they're making money.
Profit.
Yeah. I'll admit that the model for journalism in this country is going to change. They're not going to be able to cut down trees and print on them for much longer and sell them, I guess, is really the thing, because I think newspapers could absolutely save themselves. If you work for the newspaper, listen to me. Stop charging for newspapers.
Mm.
If you just give them away for free, your circulation will increase dramatically. Your advertising will work, and you will be able to charge more for your advertising because you're printing more newspapers.
Right.
That's it. That's how you do it.
Boy, that would be interesting to see a daily paper go that direction.
It's the only way to do it. That's what people want. People want advertiser-sponsored mediums. Take a look online. Take a look at what they're consuming. They're not paying for news online.
Right. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why radio is still doing fairly well in comparison to newspapers. I mean, radio is still having a tough time competing with the new media out there, but at least it's free, At least you can tune in and listen without having to, put a few quarters into something. Whereas now, here in Keene, New Hampshire, since we've been here, Mark, which has only been coming up on 5 years now, the changes that have happened to local paper, the local daily paper, have been pretty substantial. Meaning, one, they increased the price to 75 cents a day. It's like $1.50 on Sundays.
That's a lot.
But that's up from, I don't remember what it was, 50 or 25 cents. It's up, and it's up a lot. And then also they cut down the size of the paper. They cut down the actual physical width of the paper. So it's actually a physically smaller product. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Times are tough for papers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com. That's the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, or buy it at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 as we continue here with you and your thoughts. By the way, just one more thought on what Dan's call was in regards to having a community website for news and opinion, a place where people can go to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I love that idea. It kind of reminded me a little bit of freekeen.com when he was describing it, which is one of my websites.
This is newsier, though.
It is definitely newsier.
And more of
it's more categorized. It's better. I think it's got more of a news site kind of layout. It definitely looks like it's designed to compete with a newspaper. Their James River Journal, which is their local thing that they're doing in the Hampton area of Virginia. And so kudos to them for sticking it to the newspaper, because those guys deserve some competition. As I was mentioning, the old media kind of model is we talk, you listen, we tell you what's important. And this is the reverse of that. The James River Journal allows people to communicate upwards in a different way than just the old letter to the editor thing.
Apparently in two languages. They've got a Spanish and English version. You can just click right there online.
Good,
it's pretty
good
cool
idea. So anyway, I support this. I think it's great. The more competition you can bring to the mainstream media, the better. And, you know, they're going to start, in the beginning, they're going to point and laugh. You know, if they even acknowledge your existence at all, they're going to point and laugh and say, oh, aren't you little bloggers cute coming out here and pretending like you're the media? But then before you know it, you build an audience. And before you know it, your web traffic outranks the traffic of the newspaper website. And what do they say then?
How does Free Keen do versus the newspaper?
You know, there was one time where we were beating them on Alexa, but they are beating us at this point in time. So I think that, you know, they've had 100 years of existence, and we've had 5.
It's one of the longest printed newspapers in America, yeah.
So I guess we'll see over time how that changes. But I do know that they acknowledge us as a competitor.
Yeah, they said that you guys scooped him on the guy who set himself on fire story, which went nowhere in America. I mean, can you imagine a man sets himself on fire because he's frustrated with the court system and how they handle family law and father's rights and all this stuff, and it gets nowhere? You can set yourself on fire in America in frustration with the government and nothing happens.
Yep, exactly. And, of course, that's what the government wants. They want it to be brushed under the rug.
Of course they do.
They want people to forget about it. You and I were actually at a memorial for that man. It was the 1 month since he had set himself on fire and killed himself in front of the courthouse. It was 1 month yesterday, and we went out to a memorial, which I would say was fairly successful.
Newspaper was out there.
You were threatened by the sheriff, personally.
I was warned.
He threatened you with an arrest if you were to go inside the building with a microphone.
That's not a threat. A threat is I'm going to punch you in the nose. A warning is if you do something, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Now, I think that the press ought to be able to go into a public building. I think, frankly, anybody who pays for a public building that's open to the public ought to be able to bring a camera in there, and he was not allowing me to do that.
You need to check your definition of threat, Mark. It's a declaration, according to dictionary.com, a declaration of an intention or determination to inflict punishment, injury, etc., in retaliation for or conditionally upon some action or course. So, sorry. Let's continue here with your thoughts. Paul is listening to WGMD-FM in Ocean View, Delaware. You absolutely were threatened by that man in a suit yesterday. Paul, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been listening to this, and the first thing, the sex thing with Hillary and that, nobody brought up the point that, geez, Orrin Hatch, Newt Gingrich, all they talked about was Bill Clinton's sexuality. And I thought, geez, what the hell's going on? You know, these people are, they were going to impeach him from the presidency because he got a BJ from Monica. And
Right, as opposed to all the other reasons.
They were going
to
impeach him for lying about it, but go ahead.
As opposed to all the other reasons that any of these presidents, whether we're talking about Bush or Obama or Clinton or the other Bush, all the other reasons why they could be theoretically gone after. But, yeah, right, they focused on sex.
And that's what's wrong with this?
What's wrong with what?
You know, with this picture, because sex has always been part, since the Roman times. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody thinks, oh, gee, the guy that called said, well, Hillary's this or that, and this other one's this or that. And it's like it's got nothing to do with what they're doing.
It is essentially the reason for it is pandering. They're pandering to a particular class of voters, people who they see as perhaps social conservatives, but also just generally there's kind of this puritanical past in America where people have a real stick up their butt about the issue of sexuality.
It's not like politicians have a spine about this issue either. I mean, Bill Clinton could have said, hey, I'm the most powerful guy in the world, and I deserve a BJ every now and then from somebody who's not my wife. Go stick it. Like, he could have said that if he was a man of integrity, but he lied about it.
Right.
So, I mean, that is one of the issues.
Did he lie about it, or did he say it's none of your business?
No, he said I did not have sex with that woman. Sexual relations with that woman.
But they all lie, so what's new?
Right. Politicians are liars, right?
I guess.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Most of them are liars. That's how we pronounce lawyer down south, anyway.
It's a shame that that people are so repressed sexually that they're concerned with the sex lives of other human beings. There's real problems with sexual repression in this country.
I think there's some issues correlative to the office. Like so Americans want a president that's loyal, right? And loyalty to one's spouse would seem like the base level of loyalty. I'm not saying that it seems like humans.
Yeah, but no president's going to be elected if he's got an open relationship, right? Nobody's going to be elected president if he is seen or she is seen as deviated from the norm.
I think you can get elected as a single person, you know, these days.
Has that ever happened?
Has a president ever been elected as a single person? Not in the age of electronic media, no. Not real electronic media.
Let's go to Lisa, listening in Auburn, New York, to WAUB. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. I just wanted to say a couple of things about the government. I would never take any kind of benefits from the government whatsoever. I'm in New York State. This is a completely fascist state.
Yes,
never, ever take any benefits from the government, because if you even make a mistake on filling out a form, they will come after you like you're a criminal.
I'll tell you what, Lisa, I don't know if you have a story to back that up, but if you want, you're welcome to stick with us. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antibiotic, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. You can go there and enjoy the various features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. The last week's worth there at the top. And then click into the archives section. And that'll take you all the way back in time to late 2006. So grab as much as you want. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. You know those things are going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save, on average, $120 a month just by switching over to e-cigarettes. It tastes better, there's no more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all, as a matter of fact, it's just water vapor. You can use it just about anywhere. You don't have to go outside and stand in the snow anymore. It's Vaporsmiths.com. There's free shipping on all orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. That'll get you free shipping because the 40 cartomizers are, I believe, $69. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. I've used the product. I recommend it. It is of much higher quality than the other e-cigarettes, that many of the other e-cigarettes that you see advertised. Vaporsmiths.com.
All right. Once again, 800-259-9231. Let's continue and go back to Lisa, listening WAUB in Auburn, New York, to Finger Lakes News Radio. Lisa, you're back on Free Talk Live. So go ahead, continue what you were explaining. That you're.
Oh,
you're
okay. I was just trying to explain the issue of I ran into in New York State here, where I don't want to get too specific because I probably have a lawsuit here, but that I'm pursuing. But if you accidentally fill out forms wrong or something, or don't know how to apply for something, or you can't find help for how to apply with it, you have to really be careful in New York State because they will criminalize you.
Yeah.
And a guy will sit behind a desk and judge you guilty of something and write these counts down in writing, and then they're going to put penalties on you. And the only way that you can get out of it is go to one of their little, what I call, admiralty court hearings, mm-hmm. because you're guilty until proven innocent, apparently.
Well, it is the Empire State for a reason, isn't it?
Exactly. It's still like the British Empire. It's admiralty courts, the way I see it.
This happens all over, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt, Mark, but New York is one of the least free places in the country, wouldn't you agree?
It's the least free state in the union, as rated by the Mercatus Center 2 times.
Right. So, I mean, there's no doubt there are little tyrants all across the country, but nowhere is quite like New York, not even California.
No, it's unbelievable. And
why
you
are we
can
still
be
there?
A person with a I'm only been here for a while. I haven't been here that long. Mm-hmm. I lived in Massachusetts, I lived in Hawaii, and now I live in New York State.
Because
my family kept moving around, so.
You just love big government.
It was nothing to do with the government. It's just where my family was. So
I see. Well,
I've just been tagging along here, but this state sucks. And I'm not supposed to say that on the radio.
Oh,
but,
that's all right.
I find everyone wants you to hate the banks, hate the corporations, hate Bill Gates, you know. But government is my biggest problem in my life. It's the only thing that stands in my way of being a free person.
Oh boy, you know
the banks
totally
will give me
that.
Loans. I have perfect credit. They're offering me credit cards. The corporations are willing to give me a job.
Lisa, I'm with you.
Person.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
I make a good salary, and the only problem I have standing in my way is government.
I completely can empathize with where you're coming from, because that's how I felt before, too. I still feel like that now, but to a lesser extent, because I'm in New Hampshire, where there are thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who have similar concerns, who are coming here. Hundreds have already made the move. Thousands are pledged to make the move. Over 11,000 people have pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So if you love freedom and you're willing to understand that other people should also be free, not just you yourself, then this is the place, I think, for you. I would recommend you go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening here. And I thank you for the call. Good luck out there. And, man, if you're in New York State and you love freedom, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, well, in Massachusetts and Hawaii, too.
Let's continue. Well, right. I mean, if you love freedom, why aren't you with other people who love freedom? That's the question. Really, you should be asking yourself. What excuse do you have?
Family is a big one. And
bring your family with you.
It's a good idea. It'll be the best place. What do you want for your kids, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. Let's continue here. You and your thoughts are welcome. Ladies, continue to come first. Maria is listening in Wilmington to WILM in Delaware. Hello, Maria.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was enjoying your show. I've driven back from Ocean City, New Jersey, and I'm listening to you, and I'm laughing because I think that gentleman a couple back that was calling about President Clinton had a couple cocktails before he called you.
And it is Saturday night in America.
No, that sounds great. But anyway, when I moved out of South Philly and I came to Delaware, they told me it was a sleepy, quiet state, but it's wonderful. Because they really leave you alone here. There's not a whole lot of people.
Unless you have a basketball hoop up at the end of your driveway, in which case, then
they have it down the block. They do that down the block, and we're in a little development, and everybody loves everybody.
Well, don't tell anybody about it, because did you hear about the story out of Delaware where some folks had their basketball hoop stolen?
No. They must have wanted to play basketball then, because the kids have one over here.
Well, that's only because someone hasn't reported it yet, or maybe it's in the right place. Maybe it's a conforming basketball hoop. But the story was that it was in Delaware with the Delaware Department of Transportation, and the Delaware State Trooper came out to some folks' house, and they demanded that they get rid of their basketball hoop. In fact, they were going to take their basketball hoop from them because somebody had called to complain about it being, I don't know, an unqualified hoop, or I don't know what the I don't even remember what the complaint was, but the point being that this hoop had been up for years. It had been there, and kids had been playing with it, and it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't in anybody's way, but these Delaware bureaucrats were cracking down.
There's a story about tyranny in every single state, so
absolutely.
I don't think that means anything.
But I'm glad you feel like you've been left alone, and I thank you, Maria. I appreciate hearing from you. Hopefully that will continue for you. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, as if you don't do anything to increase freedom, then it's likely not going to stay very long. You have to work at it. Because the old cliche, freedom isn't free, it's a true statement. Usually it's used to apply to, like, the military or something like that.
Gotta kill folks!
But no, what it is, what it really means to me is that you actually have to stand up for your rights if you want to retain them.
That much does seem to be true.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We go to Richard, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
You take my call. I really appreciate it.
Go for it. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yep.
Indeed. Well, one thing that has really bugged me, I just came back from living abroad for about a year, and it seems like there is just so much depression and fear among people in this country. Mm-hmm. Well, compared to the people that I've been in Turkey, and then I was in Lebanon when their government collapsed, and then the Egypt revolution broke out right in front of me.
Wow.
I had a very, very weird year, to say the very least. And the thing that I'll remember most about Egypt is when, after the tear gas canisters were flying by my balcony, there was one woman who was in the front of the protest group, probably a good maybe 30 yards in front of them. The men were building their barricades, lighting them on fire and the like that you saw a little bit on Al Jazeera. Mm-hmm. But she was up there with her sign that was half Arabic and half English, saying go and whatnot, and giving them double-barreled salutes as the police were slowly marching in on everything. And she was so far ahead of the rest of the group that she was being hit by things the protesters behind her were throwing toward the police.
Oh, my.
So to me, fear, like, slavery, yes, is a physical thing, but really, it's a mental and emotional thing.
Absolutely.
And
right. This is absolutely true. When the bonds of slavery were broken by the people in Haiti, they took over that island. But, you know, there were several mini slave revolts in the United States, but their biggest problem was they couldn't get other slaves to step forward. It was the fear of the repercussions. People will say they love freedom and all that kind of thing, but they're not willing to do anything about it. I'm not suggesting that violent revolution is the way to go about it anymore. In fact, nonviolent revolution has been shown to be two times as effective. In this world where they can kill you from the sky halfway a world away, a violent revolution doesn't work.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Was it Harriet Tubman who said something to the effect of freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more had they known they were slaves? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a live Saturday edition of the show. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give you there free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier today for as little as $3 a month. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That $3 a month gets reinvested into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and you should get involved with the AMP program because Free Talk Live is the only program out there that'll come to you live on a Saturday evening from in the 7 o'clock and the 8 o'clock hour. I think there's another one that out there somewhere that may exist.
You're talking about Eastern Time.
Eastern Time in the 9 o'clock hour. But, you know, and it's a good thing because otherwise, how would people talk about 10-year-old irrelevant presidents?
Let's talk to Chris, listening in Virginia to WCHV in the Charlottesville area. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
What's
new listener,
mind?
Loving the show.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I had a few points to bring up. First off, to the gentleman who was told by the police officer that he would be physically assaulted if he entered the building. That is technically assault. You do have a case against him if you want it.
No. I don't think so. Assault usually involves the touching of another human being, does it not?
Actually, that's battery.
Is that battery?
Assault is a threat. Battery is the delivery.
Oh, okay.
If I tell you I'm going to smack you upside the head, I've technically assaulted you. If I smack you upside the head, you've been battered.
That's what I was always taught, but I think some states handle it differently than others, but there's certainly always some crime for threatening.
Well, I can tell you, though, that you're only right in theory, because the man who threatened Mark was the sheriff himself, so he's not going to prosecute himself.
True. It's a little tricky, but it could be done. Show me how.
Please.
If you find a decent cop in the town, you'd be okay.
Yeah,
or finding a decent cop these days is tricky.
Right.
The second thing that came to mind, you were speaking about President Clinton with his little BJ situation.
I think our callers were talking about it, but yes.
But go ahead.
Well, frankly, I've always thought with the amount of pressure that a president is under all the time, there should be an office dedicated to that job. he or she is feeling stressed out, push a button, person comes in, takes care of the business, leaves. He's refreshed, he's back to business.
What we need, government pensions for hookers.
Wait, are you going to sign up for that job? Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Depends on who's president.
1-800-259-9231. We continue.
I think that our politicians need fewer perks, not more.
Yeah, I agree. Let's just abolish Washington, D.C. and then not worry about anything else.
And then let anybody get BJs wherever they want.
Yeah, there you go.
Wherever they want.
Yeah,
it didn't come out the way that I wanted to.
They should be able to pay for a – you should be able to pay for a BJ if you want. I mean, prostitution
should be not wherever you want.
Wherever you want on your own private property. How about that?
I don't think you should be able to do it on your front lawn. Thanks. And let's not get into it. Let's just answer calls.
If you don't think so, you should have some deed restrictions, Mark, to prevent that.
God.
Let's continue here with your calls.
Nuts.
Your thoughts. James listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire to WKBK. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm not affiliated with any party, but I think people missed the picture on Clinton in the BJs.
Right.
What he did was he lied, and Paula Jones, I think her name was, had a lawsuit, and they threw that out on his word. And because he was a president, you got to believe the president, so they threw that lawsuit out. So what he really did was take the rights of one of us American citizens away. And now
how so?
True crime, because her lawsuit was thrown out when it turns out that he was what he is.
So you're saying that the him lying about the BJ proves that he'll tell a lie, and therefore
they automatically believed the president as
they always do. They always believe the person who works for the government over you and I.
Right. So it turns out that her lawsuit was thrown out, and it turns out later on she was paid a little bit of money, and he was just disbarred.
Just to make it go away, you mean?
Yeah.
They paid her off?
Yeah, they paid her off.
I see.
She had a huge lawsuit after that, I'm sure. But the point was that I think that was the bigger crime than the actual BJ. I don't care what they do.
I agree with you. I mean, it's dishonesty that is criminal, in my opinion. I think that that you're right about that. And of course, it does outline that the people in those positions of power have almost total ability to get away with pretty much anything they want to. I mean, we've got a guy here in Keene, New Hampshire, as you know, the district court judge, who had a man thrown in a jail cell because he claimed he was threatened, when in point of fact all of the evidence showed that he wasn't. And I doubt there will be any consequences.
Nothing has happened.
Well, you know what happened to me 17 years ago? I was thrown in the state penitentiary because of the word of my ex-wife. And it turns out I raised my daughter after it was proven she lied. And I also raised my stepson because she couldn't show her face. So I was the first one in the state to get custody of somebody else's kid.
Wow. Good on you for prevailing in that. And, James, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
it. It was heck.
I bet it was. They don't make it easy.
Anytime a dad gets control of kids, it's you know something really strange has happened.
Thanks, James, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Austin listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how are you all tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you about a couple of little incidents that happened here in Charleston within the past week or so.
All right, go for it.
It shows how interesting our judges are. A great-grandmother left her children in the car at Walmart for, I think, 45, 50 minutes. She left them in there with the keys, had the air conditioning on. I think the kids shut off the air. A Walmart employee walked up the car and said, get out of the car. And, you know, the 9-year-old, he was in charge, got out, and the judge gave her a $50,000 bond.
Oh, my goodness.
So, okay.
Let me get this straight. A lady left some kids in her charge in a car with the air conditioner running and for about 50 minutes, and somebody basically reported her for child endangerment or something like
that.
That's
correct.
And they locked her up and gave her a $50,000 bond.
$50,000, yeah.
And the charge is child abuse?
America is broken.
What's the charge?
Well, I got one more now.
Hold on. Do you recall what the charge was in that case?
Oh, it was like you said, not child abuse. It was
negligent, something like that. Neglect, okay.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's absolutely absurd. A nine-year-old isn't exactly... It's one thing when it's a hot day and you've got a three-year-old in the car and they're incapable of doing much of anything.
Except locking it.
Yeah, but if you've got a nine-year-old, then you've got somebody who's capable of some level of critical thought and making decisions for themselves. And the idea that nine-year-old is somehow unable to make these choices is absolutely... And it's an insult to all young people.
Well, the other case, if y'all ever feel like creating a little mayhem here and there, just come on down here to Charleston. As long as you are not drinking, you may do anything with your automobile you desire. A doctor was riding his bicycle across a relatively new bridge with a marked lane. It's not a bicycle lane. It does not state it's a bicycle lane. It's a breakdown lane, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a telephone company employee, I don't know whether he decided to pass on the right or what happened, but anyway, the poor doctor got knocked off the bridge into the marsh, 40 feet down, killed him dead in a doornail.
Ooh, I'm sure it did.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, that poor old truck driver, he got a $110 fine. Now, it's not going to be on his driver's license. It won't cost him any points on his insurance. But he's going to come up with that $110.
You know, it amazes me. I always see these yield for pedestrian signs that'll have a little stick figure guy in the crosswalk and they'll say $75. Are you telling me I can hit people in the crosswalk for $75 and the ones
outside the crosswalk are free? They have several people called in and said that's exactly what you can do down here in Charleston.
Yeah, but you've got to wear your seatbelt down there. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Michael, listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I hope you can hold me over. It's so late in the hour.
Tell me what you got on your mind.
Well, first of all, I want to commend you on your handling of the JamesRiverJournal.com. The part about it that you didn't emphasize, which I will emphasize, is the fact that he gave you credit for having inspired him to make a move in the direction of making his voice heard.
I don't remember him saying anything about giving us credit.
Yeah, I didn't remember that had anything to do with us.
I don't recall hearing that. You are welcome to hang on and explain more if you'd like. More in a moment. 800-259-9231. I'm pretty sure he didn't say Free Talk Live had anything to do with that.
Maybe he's just saying, like you guys.
More coming up here. We'll clarify in a moment. Hour 3 is next. You can take control and bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.